With high housing prices in northern Nevada, Reno is seeing community members choosing to stay in motels as long-term residents. The city created a motel inspection program late last year, and the team recently conducted its first inspection. KUNR's Michelle Billman sat down with our reporters Stephanie Serrano and Krista Scripter to learn more.
Stephanie, you talked to a City of Reno code enforcement officer to learn more about this ordinance. What did he have to say?
I spoke to Emilio Lozada. Before the new year, code enforcement only got involved if there was a complaint made. Otherwise, any issue wouldn't be addressed. Now the city has developed a motel inspection program. This is a team built with a code enforcement officer, which is Lozada, a police officer, and a buildings inspector. This allows the team to make active inspections rather than be complaint-driven. As a team, they have to provide a 14-day notice to the motel, and the tenants have the right to deny access to the unit.
And what kind of issues and complaints are they seeing?
So complaints vary from something small like not having any blinds to something more severe like no running hot or cold water, as well as extreme infestations. Those infestations resulting in rodents, cockroaches, or bed bugs. What some motel owners don't realize is that infestations may be coming from adjacent units or from the guests themselves, bringing them from one location to another. And of course, with inspections may come fines for motel owners, which start at $100 and can escalate to $1,000, depending if someone has a repeating offense or an unpaid citation.
Stephanie, you've heard from some motel residents themselves. What does life look like for a long-term resident, and what issues do they face?
So Lozada said a majority of the complaints are coming from long-term living residents who are mainly seniors living off their pension, many suffering from extreme health concerns. And Lozada's right. I met a 76-year-old gentleman who's been living in the Desert Rose Inn for almost 6 years. He's a retired postal office employee living on his pension. He also deals with health concerns and heart complications. And to him, it doesn't make sense why he would move to an apartment when the average housing prices continue to rise and have to pay for other expenses like internet, cable, furniture. He compares living in a motel to living in a dorm. Imagine what your room looked like when you were living with your parents. Clothes, piles of books, dishes. Of course, the motel environment has its challenges. For example, this gentleman doesn't have a kitchen to prep meals. But when I walked into his room, he was in the middle of making dinner. He hooks up his rice or steamer to the bathroom sink and makes his own version of rice-a-roni with brown rice, whole grain spaghetti, lentils, and canned chicken breast. For him, it's learning to live in a creative, resourceful way, trial and error-like. But this life also comes with feelings of isolation, and some have voiced concerns of personal safety.
And Krista, so you spoke to Mayor Hillary Sheevy about the conditions at the motels. What did she have to say about this issue?
Yeah, the mayor made a point to say that the motels were not built for long-term living.
In this environment, a lot of these motels were only built for a shelf life of about 40 years. They weren't built for permanent housing, right? They weren't built for affordable housing. Many of them don't have kitchenettes.
The mayor also stated that it's important to protect people living in the motels. She reflected on the city ordinance that was put in place late last year. And that ordinance basically requires motel owners to now do background checks for managers, requires a mandatory annual inspection of every unit and its exterior, and owners and property managers have to attend crime-free training, among other things. Mayor Sheevy said she put the ordinance in place to protect people, not to raise the rent costs, which she says residents are fearing.
You know, when we're talking about the motels and the fear of rent going up, we're also really talking about the lack of affordable housing in this area. It's a huge problem. Krista, you spoke to some city council members about it. What did they share with you?
Yeah, so I spoke to both Jenny Breckus and Oscar Delgado, and Breckus spoke heavily about the amount of money used from federal revenue to build subsidized housing is already declining. She explained that the money flowing through the state is not what it used to be, and the city is seeing that impact in other areas, like they're struggling to keep firefighters and police officers on the streets. I also spoke with Councilman Delgado. What they're trying to do is provide, as a city, provide land. They understand that the landowners have property rights. They can decide whether or not to build something if their profit aligns. Ultimately, Delgado says they can suggest affordable housing as an example, but the developers have the final say. He concluded by saying that the city is aware of the need, and what they're working for is to make sure a certain percentage of projects pitched by the developers involve affordable housing.
Those were my reporters, Krista Scripter and Stephanie Serrano. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.